Amen.
We're on 3 John, the 10th verse. 3 John, verse number 10. Young man, do you study Greek in Florida? What are you studying in California?
He said Seminole in Florida.
Seminole. Yeah. I'm related to some of those people down there, you know. Some of the wild Indians. Yeah. Andrew Jackson tried to go down there and kill them all. He went and got imported a bunch of pit bulldogs and trained them to kill Indians and sicked them on the Indians down there. And the Indians trained the dogs and sicked them back on the white boys. No, they weren't Lakotas. They're Seminole. Yeah. Lakotas, they don't have any Unipi ceremonies down there. That's a ceremony in itself. I can tell you all about that. All right.
I've got part Indian in me, but you don't stand too far above me.
All right. Do you see that woman over there, that woman who's called my mother? She don't have one drop of white blood in her. They all wanted to be white, but she's half Cherokee and a quarter Chickasaw and a quarter Santee Dakota. I think that's where she got her temper.
Yeah.
All right, Dia Tuto. Yon. Elto. Hippo. Meso. Auto. Ta. Erga. Ha. Poye. Logois. Poneroys. Fli Ron. Himas, Kai, Mei, Aku Manos, Epi, Tutois, Ute, Autos, Epidexe, Te, Tus, Adelphos, Kai, Tus, Bulaminos, Ko, Live, Kai, Ek, Tais, Ecclesias, ek bale. All right, we've got a lot of throwing out here and casting out and all kinds of stuff. I should have put my glass before I tried to read that. Except I get over there and I can't see it either. So I just leave them back off again. Isn't it something? It's what you call the in-between years. In between anything you can see and can't see. I stick my nose down there and see it with the glasses on, or stand up here and can't see it. Dia tuto. That's kind of a little phrase there in Greek. It means through or by the means of. You can look it up on page 90 in the analytical lexicon. Dia tuto. Through or because of this, or therefore, if. Now, what kind of conditional particle do we have there in eon? All right? Eon. What is it? What is this? How do you know? How do you know? Is it the spelling that tells you, or what is it? What is the indicator of this little conditional particle here? What tells you what class of particle it is? What? The next word in this case. And what part of the next word? That is first aorist. I mean, second aorist, subjunctive active. What is it, brother? The subjunctive mode. First person singular, first aorist, subjunctive active. All right? The subjunctive mode tells you that this is a third class conditional. And how many of you can quote that condition? Condition, undetermined, but with prospect of fulfillment. All right? You got to remember that one. This one's important, okay? Condition undetermined, but with prospect of determination. Third class conditional particle. It says in the analytical lexicon, can only be learnt from the grammars. That's all it says. Because of this, if I may come, and this word if there is actually legitimate in this case. If that was a first class conditional, what would the translation be? Since. Because first class conditional, who can quote that rule of grammar? First class condition. The condition determined as fulfilled. All right. All right. Condition determined as fulfilled. Because of this, if I may come, he will, or he may or may not. All right. If I'm able to come to you, and this comes from Erkamai. All right, erechomai is the root of that word. Because of this, if I may come, then it is the word hypomneiso. All right, and this comes from hypomamneisko. All right, menemion. What is menemion? We have words in the English language that come from this word, menemion. What is it? What? Memory. Memorial. Memorial service. A funeral is a memorial service, okay? A funeral is a memorial service. You remember somebody. A headstone is a memorial to the person that's laid to rest there. All right? That's what this word comes from. Right here. All right? It means memory, to remember. Hypomneiso. First person singular, future indicative active. If I come, I will remember. I shall do it. Its word means to under know. Hypo is under. All right. We have, remember, the Greek is very much used in the medical terms. If you have hypoglycemia, what do you have? Hypoglycemia. Low sugar. Hypo is low. Hyperglycemia is too much. Hypo is too little. Okay? So we know this. If a person is hyperactive, or you can get a lazy person, it's hypoactive. Okay? Somebody won't get up in the daytime. Okay. I shall remember future. Future tense. He will do it. Indicative mode is a statement of fact, active voice, he's going to do it. Of him, genitive singular, masculine, third personal pronoun, of him, all right? The, ta erga. What's erga? Ergonomics in English. Work. This word here, erga, it means the product of employment. What have you been doing? How have you occupied yourself? The works, the products of employment, which is, all right, relative pronoun there, which is ha, he. Look at this word, third person singular, present indicative active from poyo. Our word poem comes from this, doesn't it? What do you do with a poem? You make words rhyme. You make them rhyme. Okay. That which he does, he repeatedly does. Who are we talking about? Theotrephes. Theotrephes. And what does his name mean? Theotrephes? Huh?
Dividing.
Well, he divided all right. But what does his name really mean? It is a combination of Latin and Greek, isn't it? Huh?
Oh, nourished by Zeus.
It's nourished by Zeus. A stepchild of Zeus. All right? A stepchild of Zeus. In other words, nourished and take care of by Zeus, the Greek god Zeus. Deus. Deum. All right? That's where we get the word from Latin. All right? And trefo, which means to nourish. All right. I'll remember of him the works, his deeds. All right, repeatedly deeds and words evil, logois, words, speeches. All right, that word literally goes back to the Greek word lego. The lego goes to the logo. Okay, lego is the root form. The oldest words in a language are the verbs, which show action, and then they were transferred into nouns. All right, the noun form is logo, which we know as Word, which Jesus was the Word of life, and so on and so forth. But what does Lego mean? Let's get the etymology of Lego. The oldest form of Lego. Brother David. It means pieces.
To use all parts of your mouth to make speech. Is that what that together?
Come on. Go all the way back. All the way back to the root of this word. Let's go back. Lego. Let's go back and let's look at that word. Lego. Simple little word. Lego. You know, they even got what they call Legos. Okay, Lego. Right here it is. Lego. That means to pick out. We go to the word election from this. All right? But how did the word come about? A long time ago, the Greeks saw chickens out in the yard and birds out in the yard picking up seed and picking out different things that they wanted. They'd pick it out, okay? Sorting it, picking it out, spitting out one thing and keeping another thing. And they said, this is the way we talk. We pick out from our mind, we pick out words. And what is the word in Hebrew for word? It means to speak. What is the word? Lego in Greek. One of the words for speaking is Lego. Laleo is to speak with your mouth and human form of speech. But what is the word in Hebrew? What's the word in Hebrew? Basically the equivalent of Lego. What is it? And it means almost the same thing. Come on now. Who's got it? It starts with a dalet. In the middle of it is a base.
A who?
A base. That's a soft one.
Bet.
Bet. Bet. Not bet. The bar. That's it, brother. That's it. The bar. The bar. All right. I knew you did. I was just trying to get it out of there.
The bar.
Yeah. The bar. All right, the bar means to set things in a row. That's the word, to set in a row. Now, Lego, it means to set words in a row that you can bring across the thought to you, okay? But the bar means to set things in a row like words, army, fence post, rocks, walls, whatever. You put things in a row. That word, the bar, goes all the way back into there. All right. Now it says the words, the logos. All right. Evil, poneros. What does poneros mean? What does really poneros mean? It means perversion. It means to twist something that is good up and to make it evil.
Oh, homosexual.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pornographic comes from this word. Yeah. Homosexuality, prostitution. All of those terms.
Perversion.
Evil.
Twisting.
Twisted.
Twisting from what it was intended
to be. Twisted from what it was intended to be. To something different.
Evil.
Yeah. And then we have the word fluaron. All right? Fluaron. Nominative singular masculine, present participle active from fluariu. 1 Timothy 5:13 is another use of this. All right? This word here is one time used in the New Testament besides this. In this form, it's only used one time in the New Testament. And it really, literally means babbling, is what it means. But it means to babble false pretense, to give you false information. It means perjury. It means perjury. It means lies. It means to weave a whole series of lies as to destroy a person's character.
He couldn't wait to get there and face that booger down. You know it?
What?
I bet he couldn't wait to get there and face that booger down. Paul was quiet, but he was a babbler.
Yeah.
He couldn't wait.
All right. Well, John is saying here that this guy has plotted. He has committed perjury against us. Now, perjury in the Old Testament, if you committed perjury against a person, what was the crime? I mean, what was the penalty to perjury? All right. Character assassination. That's this word. A fabrication of lies to convince people that the lie is the truth and not the truth. Yes, it is. Yeah. You can rob a man's house, you can steal his car, but when you assassinate his character, that is the worst crime you can commit against him.
You can never get your character back once it's been assassinated.
Not to those they talk to.
No.
When you cannot face a man and get the best of him with reasoning and logic, you go behind his back, to people that he knows and who know him mm-hmm. and destroy him that way.
Yeah.
That's an old trick.
Yeah, that's an old trick. The devil did it
yeah,
first.
That's an old trick.
The devil did it in the Garden of Eden against
and
God.
There's no recovery from that most
yeah.
of the time.
This means scheming against us, himos.
Yeah.
Accusative plural first person pronoun. Against us. And, conjunction, chi, not, particle of negation, page 268, if you want to look that one up. And not being satisfied. That's what that term means. Nominative singular masculine present participle middle voice. Not being satisfied for themselves. All right? Or for himself. Arkumenos. That comes from archeo. It's got the idea of being first. Not being satisfied upon these things only. Neither. Ute, neither. Little correlative conjunction, page 295, if you want to write that one down and look it up later. He, autos, nominative singular masculine, second person pronoun, third person pronoun. Not he receives, epi dex ate. We got a word index from this word. All right? Not he receives, not he admits, third person singular, present indicative, middle voice. Not he receives for himself. It comes from epi and dexamai. It means to welcome or to receive. It has the idea of putting out your hand.
Welcome. Yeah. Being hospitable.
Mm-hmm. Being hospitable and welcome. The brothers, tous adelphus, accusative plural, masculine. All right? Definite article, accusative plural, masculine word. And what does Adelphos, brother, come from? What does brother come from? How about Adelphos? What? Give me the etymology of this. I told you this before. Kathy, you remember that one? All right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Adelphos. The etymology of Adelphos. Adelphos. Adelphi is what? Mother. What? From the same womb. It comes from Ah and Delphi. All right? Ah and Delphi. Delphi is womb. From the same womb. All right?
All of us.
All right.
All of us go back to the same womb.
That's right.
One of us.
That's right. And, Kai, the ones, all right, tous, accusative plural masculine, definite article, all right, present participle middle voice. Present participle middle. What's a participle? What's one of them things?
Participle.
I don't know how you think up all these things, brother. I couldn't do that in a million years. Yeah. Yeah, participle. Participle is one of them continuing things. You know what a continuing thing is?
Never gets finished.
Yeah, it never gets finished. All right? Wishing. Comes from bulamai, by the way. This is what the word boule or bulamai that you were talking about a while ago, Brother Latin. Boule. Boule. That's one of the words for mind. Did you ever Brother Madden ever tell you about the words for mind in Greek?
Oh, he told me a lot of things.
All right. He that said one time.
Loudly.
Huh?
Loudly.
Loudly. He told you them loudly. Yes, he did. He used to get up and get to preaching, and he gets to preaching so loud he gets to sneezing because he says his voice was so low that his nose would get to vibrating and make him sneeze. That's what he said. I think it did that way too. Yeah. Boule, one of the words for mind. Boule means to wish or to will something.
That's the word.
All right. All right. What is another one?
Hello.
What is another one of the Greek words?
Hello.
Thello, that's right. Boy, you're right there. Thello. That means to wish or will also. Boulame, this means something from the inside of you that you wish, that you desire. Okay? You have to desire. And the ones wishing, all right, purposing, he hinders. This word is kolua. Kolio, all right? Third person singular, present indicative active. He hinders continually. And out of the church, he throws them out. Ektes ekklesios. Out of the church, out of the assembly, he throws them out. Well, they were he was practicing church discipline, wasn't he?
He was the Lord.
Boy, he was the Lord of that church, wasn't he?
Or he was trying to make himself.
Yeah.
I've had a...
What is the term for that? What does John in
church.
The book of Revelation call
church?
Sure. What does John in the book of Revelation call these people?
Oh, one of those guys.
Nicolaitans is what the word. Nicolaitans. Nicodemus. That term Nicodemus is almost exactly like Nicolaitan. Okay? Nico comes from Nike. All right, or Nico, like that. Laos is people, and Nicodemus, that is people also. Actually, this is a crowd.
Yeah, demography.
Our word democracy, yeah. And everything comes from this demos, but it means people. All right, Nicodemus and Nicolaitans. Yeah. Now, these are individuals. We talk about, the Catholic Church talks about the laity in the church. The laity is the common man. This means Nicolaitans, he is the conqueror of the common man. He wants to it's a human Adamic trait.
I have met a few of those fellows nose to nose.
Yeah.
And it ain't true.
The human race. We had it started back there when Cain started in. God cursed the ground because of Cain. Double. And what did Cain do to overcome that curse? He put people to work for him. He made slaves out of people. All right? And in the Adamic nature, it is to enslave someone else. To get control over them. All right? That's what we call the Nicolaitans. That's what kind of person that this, what was his name?
Diotrephes.
All right? That's the kind of person that Diotrephes was. He was a person that wanted to make them lick his boots.
Yeah, that's what the church was there for.
A boot licker. That's right.
It was there for him.
Now, according to John, Diotrephes didn't even know the Lord.
No, of course not.
He went to church to get advantage over people. There are people that will go to church for one reason, and that is to get something from the church.
Yeah, he's probably a big time evangelist.
Yeah.
Making lots of bucks.
There are people that go to church for one reason, and that's to get something. Or to use people.
That's right.
And there are those that go to church to love God. And to serve Him, and to serve one another. All right? Jesus said, if you want to be the greatest in the assembly, what do? You be the servant. And he showed them how to do that, didn't he? What was the, in the common day back then when everybody wore sandals around, they walked on dusty streets, what was the common,
hospitable
thing
to do?
To wash their feet when they come to your house.
Sore feet, oh, wouldn't that feel good?
They would go in there and they would wash their feet. Now, usually, if you went into a man's house, he would have the servant wash your feet. But who washed the disciples' feet? The Creator of the heavens and the earth washed their feet. And Peter said, you won't wash my feet. Peter said, you won't wash my feet, Lord. He said, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me. And what did Peter say then?
Wash me
all of me then.
I wash you.
He said, oh, you've already been washed except for your feet.
Just
your feet need to be cleaned.
And you've got to take them out of your mouth first.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. Get them out of that dirty mouth.
Poor old Peter. You know, one of the most poignant things in the whole Word of God is the evening before Jesus was taken before the court, beaten, casket, everything. He told old Peter, said, man, I'll die for you. He said, no, you won't. Look at me 3 times before the rooster crows in the morning.
Yeah.
And Peter, no. But the rooster Peter denied it three times.
Before the rooster crowed twice.
And then there's one place where it says, Jesus met Peter high. And he went out and wept.
That's right.
Can you imagine meeting the eye of Jesus?
Yeah.
After you'd done something like that.
I've got this board.
He asked him if he loved him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you even love me?
Yeah.
You know, that was there on the Sea of Galilee, remember that? He said, do you even love me?
I'll tell you what, if there's hope for Peter, I got a little hope for me. Boy, you had to be a special person to be that guy.
Now, just, it was, and God used him. He picked him out. He elected him.
Yeah.
To be the person that he was in that church.
Yep.
Now, I want to tell you something about this cock crowing. While we're here, let's look at it. The cock crowing. All right. In early history, God made roosters for one reason, I think. That's God's clock. Roosters are God's clock. A rooster crows every 3 hours, 24 hours a day.
Only God can make such an annoying creature.
That was God's clock before they had chimes and cuckoos and everything else. The rooster was God's clock. Helicum. All right. God's clock every 3 hours. Now, a rooster will crow in between sometimes, but I guarantee you he'll crow every 3 hours according to sun time, 24 hours a day. That means at night time, too. You go out there at real midnight, and that rooster's going to crow. You go out there at 3 o'clock, and that rooster's going to crow. You go out there at 6 o'clock, and that rooster's going to crow. He's going to crow at 9 o'clock, and he's going to go 12. Now, exactly what did Jesus tell Peter? Before the cock crows two times, you will deny me three times. Between 9 o'clock in the evening and 3 a.m. in the morning, you're going to deny me three times.
I've got a dumb, really dumb brother called Big Boy Daylight sometimes. And I hear a stupid rooster crowing through the phone. And just, I feel like crowing that receiver through the web. I've heard so many roosters crow I never did love it.
Well, I always love to hear chickens clucking and roosters crowing. I'm not so fond of cows mooing.
You can have give me a moo cow anytime.
Let's go on. We got that little one in here. That's God's clock, the rooster is.
Yeah.
All right? Number of, no, wait a minute. Let's go back now. I got sidetracked here. I got to go back. Now, here are the cross references. Here's the cross. You know what? She caused a lot of trouble by bringing you here, brother. You really, Kathy, you really disturbed the class a lot.
It keeps me off her case at home.
All right, the cross references for verse 10. 2 John 12 and 2 John 10 and 3 John 3 and 3 John 5 and Acts 1:15 and Galatians 6 and 10. John 9:34, 1 Timothy 6 and 8 and Hebrews 13 and verse 5. And John 2:15 and 9:34. Those are the verses that go along with this. All right? And verse number 11. Verse number 11. Agapete.
Agapete.
Dakota. Agapeosi. Agapete. Estonion, tonion. Agapeosi. Agapete. Agapete means what? Me, mimu. Come on, you guys. Me, mimu. To, kakon. Ala, to, agathon. Ho, aga, tho, poyon. Ek, to, see you. I'm trying to get you guys to talk here. Instant. Ho, kakapoyon, uk, urakin, ton, theon. All right. Young man, you learned anything to take home to Florida?
He's going back to Florida.
Oh, he's not going back to Florida? You know about roosters now, don't you? All right. Agapete, what does that mean? Mary Lynn, agapete. What's that mean? Now, what, when I say agapeo, si agapete, what does it mean? Oh. Are you supposed to be able to put this out? All right. And when you see Philemon. Yeah, I know it. Dakota, do you know what that means? How about that, Mom? What's that mean? Beloved. Thank you very much. Beloved. All the way around the room here. Beloved. It comes from agape. It means the beloved ones. Those that I give my life for. That's what it means. Those that I sacrifice my life for. A man ought to sacrifice his life for his family if it needs to be.
If he loves them, he will.
That's right. If you love your family, you will sacrifice your life for them.
This is this word beloved is a joining together and discarding some words, the old English. It means those being loved.
Yep.
Being loved is those being loved.
Beloved ones. Beloved ones, not may, particle of negation. All right, page 268, if you want to write that down. In your analytical lexicon. Memu, this word here is found in the English language. All right. What kind of a word do you think this is? Memu. All right.
That's a Western word.
Is it?
Yeah.
Moo. Moo. All right. Second person singular, present imperative middle. All right. It comes from mimia omai. All right. Have you ever heard somebody go meow, 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 and somebody else goes meow, meow, meow? A cat comes out there and you go meow, and the cat goes meow, and you go meow. What are you doing?
Imitating.
Mimicking or imitating them, okay? Beloved, not imitate. To kako. That word comes from kakos. All right? What is kakos? No, not evil.
Bad.
It's bad. It's Adamic bad. All right? It's Adamically bad.
Inherit
badness. This isn't twisted. This isn't Poneros. This is a bad that you inherited from your father Adam. Right here. This is bad. Don't imitate the Adamic nature. Alright? Strong adversity conjunction. Page 15 in the analytical lexicon. Allah. This isn't the one that the Muslims call Allah.
It's just the same old lesson. We're to be spiritual and not carnal.
Strong adversity conjunction.
Yeah.
A brick wall is what it means. Allah is a brick wall. It is an impenetrable fence. Beloved, not imitate the bad, but strong adverse conjunction. Put a wall right there. Don't do this. But I'm going to tell you what to do. But to agatho. All right, what kind of words in Greek? How many other words do you know for good? This is spiritual good here. Agathos. All right. What's another word for good? You remember what it is?
Godly.
Well, godly, but what's the other word for in Greek for good? Huh?
What's that Greek word for good?
Kalos.
I'm in Texas.
Oh.
Right now. I'm not
with someone. Kalos. Kalos is the other word. Kalos. All right. Kalos. You can write that down there if you want to. That is a kind of a synonym. But kalos is just good. This is spiritual good. Here we have kakos and we have poneros. Well, kakos is Adamically bad, and poneros is plumb twisted, evil. So now we have good, spiritual good, right here. This is agathos.
How do you spell
kalos? Kalos. There's kalos right there.
First person or the second person. Why are you who have had the second person acting like you still had the first?
Yeah. You're still related to Adam only. All right. But the good, the one doing good. Aga, look at that word. Agathopoion. Agathopoion. That comes from agathos and poion. Okay? The one practicing good. Present participle, active, nominative, singular, masculine. but the one practicing good. John is making a statement here, people. John is the other guy slandered John and slandered John's disciples. He threw out John had sent a letter to Diotrephes before, and John and Diotrephes tore up the letter. He would not receive the letter, so he got someone else to take this letter, and he's taking it to the church still. It's to the church, all right, but he's going to have another man that he can trust take the letter there, because Diotrephes has stopped the communication, all right, and he threw the other guy out of the church, and the one doing good, he says, practicing good habitually. And this here is good deeds, spiritually good deeds, okay? And what does the word poio, sir? Or poie? What does that mean? To work. That means to work. Working good, practicing good. Ek. Ek is a little old preposition. Page 121, if you want to write that down. Out. Out of. Ek, like ek it up there, out of it. Ek to theu. His origin is God. We have here the operative, singular masculine. Out of God. His origin is the person of God. When you've been born of God, then you're born out of God, aren't you?
Yeah.
Or, yeah. You have characteristics of your
like
father.
Son.
Yeah, that's right.
Like Marty Hager's thing, the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah. If we are godly, that means that we're going to imitate. What does the word godly mean?
Godlikeness.
Let's break this down. This is simple.
I just want you to understand a little bit of etymology.
God is the root of the word, isn't it? All right, L-Y on the end of it makes it what?
Adjective or participle.
Adverb.
Adverb.
Adverb. And an adverb is what kind of a word? It is an active word, something. Are you learning a little bit? See, you can take this back to English teachers teaching this. I told Ken Lynn one time, I taught him Greek for about 5 or 6 years. He went out to his English teacher, and he was teaching his English teacher grammar that his English teacher at Cal State didn't even know. And he said, he's a doctor.
Don't worry about Austin doing that.
He said he don't know what the terms I ain't got. All right, L-Y, that's adverb, which means actively. Actively like God.
Yeah.
And what if you got is a ungodly.
Negative.
Ungodly. That means actively not like God. When you do ungodly deeds, that means you're doing deeds that are actively showing that you're not related to God. You can tell by a person what he's doing, how he conducts himself, what he spends his time doing, whether he knows God or not. Pretty much. Well.
There's some pretty good actors.
Yeah. There's some actors. All right. Beloved, not imitate the good, the bad, but the good. The one practicing this good deeds out of the God, Eston, third person singular present indicative, active, all right? Eston. That comes from Amy, by the way. Little old linking verb. The one doing good out of the God, he is. Ho, kakapoyon. All right. The one, nominee singular masculine, present participle active, from kakos and poio. All right. We get our word poem from that when you make a word rhyme. All right, a poet is someone that practicing making words rhyme. The one practicing evil, Adamic nature, not, oh boy, not Urakin. Urakin. By the way, it's got a rough breather in front of it, doesn't it? So you have to go, Urakin. 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 Yeah, huerakin. Third person singular, perfect, indicative, active. All right? It comes from hora'o. Hora'o. Not, adverb of negation, notly, if you really want to put it down here literally, notly. Page 294, if you want to put that down also. Not he has seen, ton theon. Not he has seen the God. The one practicing evil, not he has seen God. If evil is your life's work, if ungodliness is your life's work, you're not related to God. Simple as that. Who's he talking about? Diotrephes. What did he just call Diotrephes? John the Baptist called them straightly. What did he say? Ye, who has caused you to flee from the wrath to come? Ye, sons of the devil. Ye brood of vipers. Ye sons of the devil, of the snake. Alright?
Which harkens back to the Garden of Eden.
Yeah. Yeah, he was referring right back there to the Garden of Eden. Alright, here we have Demetrio. Say that. Demetrio. Now translated into English.
Jimmy.
What is the shortened term of it? What is the shortened form of it? Come on, there's another term in the Bible. Demetrius and what? Huh? No, actually a little bit. The Yekabu is James. But they are the same name. But what is the shortened form of Demetrius? What? Demas. Thank you, brother. I tell you what, he's a delight to have. He's like having a dictionary in the class. All right. Demas. Demas is Jim, and Demetrius is Jimmy. All right? All right. We can call him Demetrius, or we can call him Jimmy. Mamarturete. I know that's a hard one. Here's an easy one. Hippo. Pontone. Kai. Hippo. Altes. Tes. Alethios. Kai, Hemes, De, Maturomen, Kai, Oidas, Hote, He, Maturia. I should say Martyria. Actually, that is a Y sound there. Martyria, we had a word martyr right out of it. Hemas, Alithes, Esten. That German Greek teacher I had messed me up. I had to relearn that. It took Brother Hubbard 2 years to get that out of me, and still it kind of follows me around every now and then. Demetrio. All right. To Demetrius, to Jimmy, witness has been born. All right. Third person singular, perfect, indicative, passive. Witness has been born. Has been. Someone witnessed for him or to him. Witness. The word martyr comes out of that word. Martyr. What is a true witness? Is a martyr. How do you know? Because they died for what they believed. All right? That's what we get the word martyr for. All right. Martyriu. That's where it comes from. Third person singular, perfect, indicative, passive. Witness has been born. Hippo. What does hippo mean? Under or by the agency of. Under, it means to stand under somebody. That's what it literally means. To stand behind them, to prop them up, to hold them up. All right? Witness has been born by all. Everybody stood behind what this man said. Now, John is building an argument and telling this church that I sent you a letter that got interceded. I am sending another man, Jimmy, to carry this letter to you, and that he has a good reputation, and what he says is true, and everybody knows that. Okay? This is probably the letter carrier. Kai, and Hippo, by her of the truth. What is this her here business? All right. Genitive, singular, feminine. What is it? That's the ecclesia. By the church. All right. That's the church that he's talking about. This is a church letter. I know that so many Protestants write books and commentaries and everything else. They say that John wrote this letter to somebody. But he's not writing this letter to somebody. He is sending somebody with a letter to a church. All right? And this church is a church that he founded, or that his disciples founded, and that he's trying to protect it against Diotrephes, a man that has gone into one of God's churches and tried to tear it up. All right? By her of the truth, by the church of the truth. All right? The one that is upholding the truth, Aleph Theos. There was a feminine name that we used to use. People used to use. I knew one woman by this name. Her name. Well, I knew two of them by the name of Althea. Althea.
We got a daughter named Alethea.
Alethea. Alicia. Well, Althea means a woman of truth. Okay? Althea. Also, Kai, we who? We are church. Weak adversative conjunction. All right? Page 68, I think it is. They, we witness. First person plural. Present indicative active. Who's we there? Who's we? Who's we? He got mouse in his pocket. What's he got?
That, church members.
All the church members. The church that he's writing from. This is a church letter to a church letter. John is an elder in this church. Okay? And he's writing. What church was he an elder of and a pastor of for so many years until he was probably 130-something years old? What church was that? Where was Mary buried? At Ephesus. All right. Okay.
Well, King James doesn't do verse 12 very much justice, does he?
No, not really.
Because he leaves out the her.
Yeah. Well, they didn't. King James didn't believe in the church anyway, did he? He didn't believe in the church. Was to King James, the church was the church universal.
It's totally omitted.
It was not public.
Yeah.
There's not even a...
King James was Catholicism warmed over. That's all. And we witness. And you perfectly understand. Oidos. It comes from oida. Second person singular. Perfect indicative active. You have known. You have perfectly known. Hote that. The materia. The witness of us. Alethes, it continues to be. All right? Third person singular, present, indicative, active. Our witness continues to be truth. All right? Our witness continues to be truth. Let's go on.
So could you translate this kind of like Jimmy's coming and you know that he's
you know him.
The truth.
Mm-hmm.
And by the bride of Christ, you know the truth.
Yes.
And onward. So it's just emphasizing.
It's emphasizing this is a church letter to a church. And we have a messenger from a church trying to reach this church with the truth again to get them back on their feet and get this imbecile out of it. Okay? Hola. Thank you, brother. David, you did a very good. You get an A+ tonight for that also. You've been pretty good. Yeah, I mean, you're going to get right up there. You can get back up to C pretty soon. All them apps. I mean, you're overcoming them. I bet you brought your analytical lexicon tonight too, didn't you? All right. Pola. Ekon. Grazie. Sui. All. U. Come on. Thelo. Dia. Blelanos. Kai, Kalamu, Sui, Grapsane. All right, let's look at this now. By the way, 2 John 12 corresponds to this. And the last one, Acts 6 and 3, 1 Timothy 3:7, John 19:35, and John 21, verse 24, they cross-reference with verse 12, and then 2 John 12 with verse number 13. We'll just kind of skedaddle right along here. Many things I kept on having to write to you. All right, boy, that was fast, wasn't it? Many things I kept on having, first person singular, imperfect, indicative, active. That word comes from echo. That means to have. All right? Many things I kept on having to write. It comes from grapho. We get our word graph from it. All right? Graphic. These are the English words that come from this word here. To write to you. All right? To you as a church. All right? But, strong adversative conjunction, and it has the final Allah off of it. For what? For what reason? Why is the final word, alpha, vowel, left off of that? For euphony. So it will sound better. Ala'u. Ala'u thelu. Okay? But not, adverb of negation, I wish, through, dia, by the means of, melanos. 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 What is melanos? What's the what is the Spanish word for ink?
For who?
The Spanish word for ink. Does anybody know? Ink.
El Inco.
El Inco. All right. Thank you, brother. I really. But what is the Spanish word for ink? El Inco.
I know that. I know that. I can't remember.
Come on now. Who knows that? All right. Dakota? Ink. What is it? She said, did you say something?
No, I thought she might know.
Oh, okay. Irma, do you know what the Spanish word for ink is? All right. Jose, do you know?
No.
No. All right. Mom, you took 6 or 7 years of Spanish now. How come you don't know? Milanos. You never had ink on there. All right. You never had any ink to write with. Ink, Kai, and Kalumu. All right, ink and stylus, pen, feather, whatever. John Muir always wrote his books and his letters with a feather, a quill. All right? Who is the second? Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson made a device that had two quills, two feathers, tied to it, and he would write one letter and it would make a copy of that very letter at the same time. What? Pentagraph. All right. Pen, quill, stylus. And sometimes it was an instrument, a sharp instrument, that would make scratches in wax or on a slate. Pen to you to write. All right. Number 14, Elpizo. De, Leuthios. Si, Edain. Kai, Stoma. Pros, Stoma. Leleistomen. All right, here's another word to speak in Greek. All right.
Did you ever tell us what ink was in Spanish?
No, I don't know.
Oh,
I can't remember.
Well, heck, you asked the same.
I was asking you. I wanted to know if one of you guys knew.
El Inco.
Yeah, it's El Inco, brother. You gave us the answer. It's El Inco. Like El Pedio. All right. All right, El Pizo.
I didn't know you didn't know. You'd never known I didn't know.
No. I just want, sometimes I want to find out. I think it is the root of that word, if I remember right. And I can't remember the Latin word either, but I think it comes, the word right out of it, I think it comes out of Greek. I may be wrong, but somewhere in the cobwebs of my mind, it seems like that's where it is. Elpizo. Elpizo. It comes from, it's first person singular, present indicative active. All right. What does Elpizo mean? It means to hope. It means to hope with a guaranteed future.
more than a wish.
It's more than a wish. It is something that I hope, I actually know this. Yeah, sure expectation.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
We have a sure expectation, but immediately you to see. I hope to see you soon or immediately. That word, now, the first book in the New Testament that I ever translated in the seminary under Brother Hubbard was the Gospel of Mark. I really enjoyed it. That's where he straightened all my thinking out. It was in the Gospel. I'll never forget that. And Eustace was one of the words that Mark is really fond of. Immediately, 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 he said. Immediately and immediately. And the other thing that Mark is famous for is the imperfect tense. Okay? And here we have both of them we've seen here in this little letter. But I hope immediately you to see. That word comes from hora'o, and it's second aorist infinitive active. Okay? To see with a mind's eye, to see. And then he said, kai, stoma pro stoma. What does that mean?
Mouth to mouth.
Mouth to mouth. Why do you think that he used the term mouth to mouth?
He's tired of his letters getting intercepted.
Yeah. He was real tired of his letters getting intercepted, and he's hoping that he can be there face to face with them. And he's writing them a letter there. But why stoma pro stoma? What culture are we dealing here with? What? You got it. Kissing cousins. What do you do over there? I remember when Reagan went over there in the Middle East one time and somebody went over there and kissed him right in the mouth. He went over there and met with that Russian leader, and that Russian leader kissed him right in the mouth. That's the way they greeted each other. Stoma pro stoma.
That's where they've been saying goodbye.
Lips to lips.
To greet each other with a kiss.
They kissed each other back then. That's what he said, I want to greet you face to face.
That wasn't a godly kiss. That's it. Well, you know how that's how most God spoke. Mouth to mouth.
Yeah. Mouth to mouth, they kissed each other. That's why he said this term. This is a figure of custom. Okay? This is a custom of the day. Mouth to mouth. Kiss. Alright? Kiss as a greeting. He wanted to be able to kiss them. He was in love with them because they were his children. And this was one of God's churches. And they greeted each other with a kiss. Paul said greet each other with a holy kiss, didn't he? All right. And then, mouth to mouth, face to face, we shall speak. First person plural, future indicative active. First person future. First person plural, future indicative active. We shall speak. Now let's get the word laleo. What does the laleo mean? Let's get that word out here. Laleo. Now lego means to pick out and set words in a row. Davar means the same thing. Now what does laleo mean in Greek? All the parts of your human ability to communicate. All parts of your human ability. That means your tongue. It means your teeth. It means the roof of your mouth. It means your tonsils. It means your vocal cords. God spoke to man one time like that in the person of Jesus Christ, didn't he? God came down and put on flesh to speak to us. Where is the term, where is the fulfillment in John's writings of this verse, of this act of Jehovah becoming flesh? All right, come on. John 1:14, and how can you quote the first part of that?
Kai ho logos sarx
agenito. And the Word, and the Jehovah flesh he became. All right. Arenisi. Aspazonta. Si. Hoi. Philoi. Aspazu. Tus. Philus. Kat. Onoma. This is his final greeting. Alright. Erenisi. when Marilyn left out here, Paul, I said, Erangi si filemu. I said that to you a while ago, and you wouldn't give me the right answer. Now, I know I'm going to get it later.
Peace to the beloved, right?
Huh? Erangi si, peace to you, filemu, my friend. Yeah. Peace to you, my friend. All right. Erangi si, peace to you, peace to you all in the church. By the way, the word si there, or sui, if you want to look at it like that, si, it actually is singular or plural in vocative. Okay? Either one. Okay? Actually, it is plural because we're talking about church members, aren't we? Are we?
That would be to you all.
Ewans.
Ewans.
Yeah, Ewans. Yeah. That's an Arky or Oki or something, you know. Peace to you all. And third person plural, present, indicative, middle. They greet. Who's they? Who's they? They greet. Aspazontai. Aspazomai is what it comes from. Who is they there? Who's they? We've got plural that he's addressing, and we've got plural that he's talking about they. Who's this they and you all?
Well, would that be Jimmy and him coming to see us?
The church.
The church.
One church is greeting the other church. All right? Now, you're not going to get it, this from any Protestant writing because they got the Catholic Church universal idea and they can't see these individual physical churches. It colors their understanding so much. They greet you, the one's friends. Philoe, the one's friends. All right? When in the Gospel of John, when Peter was out there on the ocean, or not in the ocean, but in the Sea of Galilee fishing, and they got back over on the shore, and Jesus cooked them breakfast over there, and three times Jesus asked Peter, he said, first of all, will you give your life for me? And Peter said, you know, I'm your friend. Then he asked him again, will you give your life for me? Do you love me enough to give your life for me? And he said, you know that I'm your friend. And then the third time that Jesus addressed him, he said, do you even like me? Are you even my friend? And Peter was cut to the heart, and he said, you know all things, Lord.
That was a
boy, that was something. And you don't see that in English translation. That's the Greek translation.
Converted, feed my sheep.
Yeah. When thou art converted, feed my sheep. All right. And the one's friends, you greet individually. All right. You greet them individually. They're second person singular, present, imperative, middle. And the friends according to name. All right. Each and every one. Friends, accusative plural, masculine, the friends, kata according to name. Name each one. Everyone in that church that are friends, that are in the truth, you greet them for me. All right? What is the date today? Does anybody know?
The 11th.
The 11th, huh? Is this 2008? All right.
I thought this was referring to John and Demetrius.
Yeah.
And it's not.
It's a church letter. From a church to a church. That's right. Now, you're not going to get that from J. Vernon McGee. You're not going to get that from Wiersbe or anybody like that. And but you're going to. That's what it says, isn't it? All right? Because they did not understand the church local. They understood the church universal. All right? And that's the problem with so many. These were great Bible expositors, but they had their theology wrong, and their theology colored their translations and their commentaries. As simple as that. All right. Well, thank you for being here tonight. It has been wondrous teaching you 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and it's finished this night. The next one we're going to get into is the Gospel of Hebrews, if you wanted to. The book of Hebrews, so beautiful. So beautiful. Well, I'm going to turn you loose on the world. I want you to go out there and do something eternal this week. Brother John, it's always good to have you here, brother. And I'm going to tell you what, people love to hear you pray. from all over the world. They do. Would you dismiss us in prayer tonight, Brother John?
Jesus, you know, I do love you much, and I listen to all these people here talking like that. And I know that I am a fellow, but I really like to talk to you guys and to hear things and understand. But I know I say things like that, it's not too good for me. And I know I'm wrong in what I do, but I'm not supposed to do it. But I'll tell you this much. His name's Jim, and he does good here. And he listens.
Amen. Thank you, brother.